The community of Port Magee in South Kerry say they've been left devastated by the decision of the Office of Public Works to close Skellig Michael to visitors for the year due to concerns over COVID-19. Boat trips to the UNESCO World Heritage Site are estimated to be worth up to €8 million per year to the local economy. This report from our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
Paul Devan is a boat operator from Port Magee in South Kerry. He has five boats, one of which is licensed to land visitors on Skellig Michael, a rocky outcrop 12 kilometres off the Kerry coast. Skellig Michael is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. A monastic settlement dating from the 6th century is still intact at the summit, 200 metres above sea level. While the filming of scenes for two recent Star Wars movies has increased its popularity as a visitor attraction. Although the number of people taking day trips to Skellig Michael is tightly controlled, visitor numbers have been increasing steadily, until concerns over the spread of coronavirus forced the Office of Public Works to announce last month that the island would remain closed for the year. Paul Devan says the repercussions of that decision will be felt throughout South Kerry.
Oh, it is massive. Like, this place should be buzzing today now. Like, there should be, I'd say, 300 people going in and out of Skellig here today. Like, 180 they go on the island, but you could have 200 or 300 more that circle the island all day. So, like, it's a spin-off to the shops, for the bars, even the Skellig Experience across the way. It's a massive loss, even all the B&Bs. So they're hopeful that something will come mid-July.
Of the 15 boats licensed to land visitors on Skellig Michael, 13 tie up in Port Magee, a village of around 250 people. The marketing of the Wild Atlantic Way, the arrival of the cast of Star Wars and the resultant increase in the popularity of trips to Skellig Michael significantly improved the fortunes of the village. But the decision to keep Skellig Michael closed for the year is a huge setback.
Star Wars was a savage help. I'm still say the Wild Atlantic Way, the boosting, the marketing of that was excellent.
Anthony Keating has run Port Magee's Fisherman's Bar and Skellig Restaurant with his wife Mary for almost two decades. During peak season, he would normally employ 17 people. This summer, he's looking at employing four. He questions the decision to close access to Skellig Michael for the year.
Hopefully, the landing on the Skelligs should commence on the 20th of July at the latest, if the cases are as controlled as they are at the moment. Like, you couldn't be in a safer place than on a boat. I'd rather be on a boat going to Skellig's than on a plane going to anywhere. There's definitely no question. It's the safest place. On a good, calm day in Port Magee, heading out to Skellig Michael is the freshest and healthiest place you'll be.
Now, Sir Kathleen.
Mark Conway and his wife Emer run the post office and grocery shop in Port Magee. Mark is one of those who is calling on the Office of Public Works to review its decision.
My reaction was, I suppose, at the time it was the obvious thing to do, and it was the right thing to do and the correct thing to do at the time. My reservation was that the whole season was being written off in the first week of May, which seemed very pessimistic and throwing in the towel, to be honest. I think you could review the situation again maybe on the 1st of July, or maybe even the middle of July, the middle of August, or the 1st of August, and you could get to the 1st of July where there's virtually no cases in the country. So I don't see why it can't be opened, and 90% of the people that will be here will be Irish. So to me, it's a low-risk facility, if not a no-risk facility, you know?
In a statement, the Office of Public Works said due to concerns over the spread of coronavirus, it wasn't feasible to guarantee passenger safety on a mobile, constantly moving platform like a boat, with multiple touch and clutch points. Skellig Michael should have been open to the public from May 15th, but a spokesman said that won't be happening now.
Pascal Sheehy reporting from South Kerry.